inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden.
In this week's edition of Garden Talk, we try to reduce the acidity of our soil, and with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Hello, Matt.
So what are some of the things that we can do to kind of raise the pH a little bit?
The most common product is lime, and certainly most any of the local gardening retail outlets here have various, maybe more than one kind of lime, which may confuse people. There's a standard horticultural lime. There can be soil sweet. And then there's some other different kind. There's something called slaked lime, which is not to be used on a garden. That will actually burn, literally burn the plants. That is more for use in sewage systems and in outhouses. Don't want to use that. So what we want to be doing, and the reason to use lime for some plants, for some places, is, as you say, to raise the pH. Our soil here normally is quite acidic because of the amount of rain we get, plus spruce needles, hemlock needles, muskeg. All of those help to either lower the pH or keep the pH low.
So what kind of effect would that have on our plants and vegetables? Would that stunt their growth?
Some of that certainly. So if with low pH, and it gets fairly technical in the, if you start getting deeply into it, but pH affects the nutrients that the plants can take up from the soil, and or may help bind them in the soil so they are not available. So that way, by changing the pH, by raising the pH, certain nutrients are phosphorus, and there's a balance here. You can have too much lime also, which we don't want, or too high a pH, which we don't want. Normal pH, I should say, neutral pH is 7. And most garden vegetables and flowers and even trees and stuff will grow very well with a pH 6 to 6.5. A lot of places, if we were to test just straight muskeg, that it may be down in the near pH 4, which is a little bit above vinegar, on the pH range. So we want to raise pH for most things. However, there's a few things like potatoes, strawberries, raspberries, rhododendrons. They like growing in low pH soils, where something like the lilacs and peonies particularly want to have lime. They like a higher pH soil. But that also means you don't want to plant your rhododendrons next to your lilacs because they fight it out. If the pH is too high, rhododendrons may often turn yellow. Again, so it's a balancing act in figuring out what to use and where to use it.
And how do you determine what your pH level is in a particular area of your yard?
Okay. So you can actually buy, and it's you can have a soil test done, which is a great way to go. Actually, take a soil sample and you just go online and look at soil testing. There's a place I use back in Ohio that does commonly is actually recommended by the Extension Service to do soil tests. Again, if we haven't been gardening in an area for a long time, or it is brand new soil, then it is worth doing a soil test because that will also get you recommendations, or at least it'll tell you what nutrients you have in your soil and potentially, depending on what you want to grow, what kind of nutrients you want to add to your soil, what kind of fertilizer to add, and depending on what you have available, whether it be compost or organic fertilizers, chemical fertilizers, and that sort of thing. So lime is really an important potential addition to soil. We can also use wood ashes as a substitute. Wood ashes has about half the sweetening power of lime in moderation, but it also provides us with potassium, I should say. It provides the plants with potassium to give them strong stems, help stimulate flowering, and that sort of thing.
Can you also use one of those little testing kits that you can find in some of the stores? Are those reliable?
It's a challenge to use those. A lot of times you're better off just going to some of the local pharmacies just sell pH paper, and you can, and with, again, look up the methods to do it. But again, you basically, you take a sample of soil in a jar with some distilled water and shake it up, and you can test that water, which does get some of the acidity or in the soil, and that can tell you a pH based on the color of the pH paper, and that's probably as simple and cheaper than most of those little soil tests, and a bit more effective. So again, there's directions on how to do that online. Look at testing your soil with pH paper, and you can get that information fairly quickly and easily.
Okay. Ed Bryarski, thanks a lot. Some good tips
there.
You're
welcome, Matt. Get out there and sweeten your soil if it needs it.
Ed Bryarski is a master gardener here in Juneau, and Garden Talk is a weekly feature here on KTOO Juneau.